Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Fans are pissed. Washington got drilled in Atlanta. Defense couldn't stop a toddler. Give up 34 points to a team that got blanked the previous week. Not great. Lanville, what's your blame pie? Haven't checked in with you yet. I'm sure it's positive.
No, it's not.
It is not positive. It is 100% on the defense. The coaches deserve blame. The players deserve blame. They couldn't cover. They couldn't tackle. I think Lattimore individually, that's not working out. It's just not working out at all. I'm going to give Lattimore a third of the blame. I think you give Joe Witt a third of the blame, and I think you give the rest of the defense one third. They got to learn to tackle. They got to learn to cover. If you can't do those things, you're going to give up 34 points to a team that scored zero last week. And I mean, the offense didn't play poorly. They scored 27 points. That's not bad at all. The defense just couldn't stop anybody. They couldn't tackle. And they have one takeaway on the year. Not great. Yeah.
Cam Curl had two picks yesterday for the Rams.
Let me tell you, Jay, I haven't given you mine. Give him 50%. No. 33 1/3% to the defense. 33 1/3% to Landfill, and 33 1/3% to Greg. When Greg and Landfill watch the game together, we are 0-3. It's their damn fault.
I was going to point it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm blaming.
They
want to blame the alumni. No, it's Greg and what's up? They're not watching the game. They're doing other stuff than paying attention. That's why we lose.
Is it possible you were too stoned to properly watch the game, and that's why it went sideways?
I was very high, but even I could see they couldn't tackle.
So it's your fault, you and damn Greg. That's what I'm blaming.
I think it's the alumni's fault. They should teach them how to tackle.
No. What was the food? Have you had the same food all three of these losses?
No.
Whatever they eat, they got the munchies. They don't know what they're eating.
Literally, you got to take some ownership here. This is an accountability program.
I blame Jeff. He was supposed to show up. He didn't.
Jeff blames his car.
I got to blame JP. Because every time JP say good song, and I mention the food in the song, and JP be like, yeah, we're going to have mozzarella sticks on Monday. Or he was like, yeah, we're going to have chicken wings on Monday. We take an L.
You wrote the song, dog.
Hey, but I didn't make the bet.
I blame White Brian. The Giants winning was a miracle, and it took up all the luck.
White Brian,
for the entire show.
The Mets have a $300 million payroll and didn't even get a wild card, and Malik Nabers is hurt. And yet, you're the most smiling and animated I've seen you in whatever the amount of time is you've worked with us.
Yeah, the Mets have ruined my sports life the last 4 months by just being the fourth worst team in baseball. It's over.
So are you smiling today because it's over?
Yeah, and the Giants won. It sucks Nabers got hurt, but they won a game. It's a rare occurrence.
You shouldn't be happy if Neighbors is hurt.
You know, a
lot more L's are coming.
Where the train has already left the station for Giants fans on Dart. How all in are you?
I like Dart a lot. He looked like Allen looked like.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like what?
Yeah, you heard that. That was a Josh Allen cop.
Before Josh Allen learned how to throw, and he had to rely on his legs. It looked a lot like that.
Oh, please. Don't even try that.
All right, White Brian. White Brian's got Jackson Dart as the next Josh Allen. Let's get back to these phones. People have been on hold a while. Steve is in Upper Marlboro. Steve, who you blaming for yesterday?
Yes, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Hello, hello. All right, yeah, so I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach. I'm going to blame it on, even though I agree with everybody else for the most part, unrealistic fan expectations. So, you know, for example, so I would say it's not reversion to the mean. It's more of like a reversion to the truth. So, like last year, AP was great, brought in, you know, had a great draft, brought in a lot of vets, some of whom really nobody, you know, wanted. Bobby, Louvu, Chen, Ertz, Noah, Diami, you know, even Cliff, you know, the bug was kind of been out on Cliff, which I've talked about before. And even DQ, you know, DQ has been around a little bit, and he's, you know, he's good with those. He's got mantras and little catchy mantras and stuff. And that worked last year. Excitement, vibes, that means something, right? It's a game of inches. New coach, new owner, new star quarterback, vets with something to prove. And I don't necessarily think we were, like, that much better than everyone last year. I think that we wanted it more. We were grittier, and we did the little things, went the extra mile. And four games in, and it's kind of like the new car smell has worn off a little bit. So, like, let's take Terry. Last year, Terry had, what, 80-something catches. I think he almost had a 20% touchdown catch rate. So that's kind of unheard of. That's tough to duplicate. And some of those catches literally won us probably two or three games, you know, if not more. That's just super tough to duplicate. So not saying it can't be done again, you know, because they did it last year, but they need to find a new why. You know, last year it was like to prove they belonged. Everybody was hungry to prove that, you know, we're here, we're back, you know, we're something to be reckoned with. This year it's got to be a different purpose, you know, kind of like a different meaning. It just seems stale, including the play calling. Everything, you know, like the current approach is not working. But to go to like a little bit of a player side, let's talk about Lattimore. All right, we're not cutting Lattimore. I mean, we just don't have the bodies to cut Lattimore. But why not put these guys in a better position? It's obvious at this stage in his career, he's definitely a liability one-on-one. But I think he's got some good qualities. You know, he's aggressive. He hits hard. I mean, he's got tenacity. Why not put him more of – and, again, I've never coached football or anything, so I don't know. But I've always viewed him as, like, transition into, like, a safety role. Put him back there. Let him lay some folks out, you know, play tough, help. You know, he's even Mikey, I'm not going to lie, Mikey seems to be better kind of playing quarters or something like that. One-on-one, Mikey just, you know, that interception, he was playing a little zone, a little section right there that he jumped up and got. Stop trying to fit a square peg into a round hole just because that's what teams do. I feel like Whit needs to, you know, evolve a little bit. And the last thing, I felt complacency from the team since camp. You know, it's just quiet. It's kind of like, damn, I just don't see it as last year. Even from Jaden. You know, I love Jaden. I've got a daughter Jaden's age. I would, you know, I wish that, you know, but I love Jaden, but it definitely seemed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Woo. Good call. Got a little hot. I don't know if they're complacent.
Crap.
You got.
That's a good word. Crap.
Yesterday's a bad game, though. And I'm not going to tell fans they're wrong today. Rodgers in Gainesville. Roger, who you blaming for yesterday?
All right. I got a good one. 25% for Adam or Cliff. 25% for defensive coordinator, 25% on Dan Quinn, 20% on Adam Peters, and 5% on Marcus Mariota. And I explain why. First, I don't understand why what Cliff was doing with that first series. If you want to establish what you want to do to the game, all right, playing trick plays and everything else. I've been an OC. I've been an O-line coach sitting there looking at my head coach OC at a high school championship game going, what are you doing? We just talked. We're going to establish the run. He's throwing the ball over the place. We lose the game. Next is the defensive coordinator. I have a problem with the fact that I love Bobby. I'm not going to put this on any individual player necessarily or players. But the simple fact is Bobby needs to take that role that Matt Millen took back in 91. He needs to be the leader and everything else. But we need to get Jordan McGee back on the field more, period. Dan Quinn, he should say something, and it all starts with coaches, all at the top.
All right, Raj.
And then Adam Peters, I'm sorry, the potential. Why wasn't Owens on the field? If he's going to be the next guy, why isn't Owens on the field? Why was Savage on the field more than Owens? I don't understand.
I'll answer the question for you. The same reason you didn't put players on the field when you was coaching in high school, because they couldn't play to the level they need to play to be on the damn field.
I know. But here's my reason why. If he can't get out on the field, then why is he active? Why do we have him on the roster then, on the active roster?
Building yesterday's roster with the inactives was really difficult because you had so many hurt players.
Jaden,
Terry,
out.
Noah, Bates, Percy.
Oh, yeah. But I knew we were in trouble when Percy Butler wasn't out there. I knew that because it was like, you're going to put Darnell Savage. You ain't even been in the building a week. And you're going to put him out on the field when Pitts, he got caught peeking and Pitts got behind him because he didn't have his eyes on his assignment. And he doesn't. That's not his fault. He's only been here less than a week. But then turn around, Marcus Mariota. This is my problem with it. And you go look at the interception play. That flag, that laundry hits the field. Nobody asked him. I bet you if you asked Marcus, when that flag went out, immediately he's thinking, they're all sides, free play. He chucked it up in the end zone on double coverage. Come on. I mean, he has to have a little bit of culpability there. You don't just assume the flag is on your side. And you don't throw it in double coverage.
I appreciate the call, Raj.
That's all I got, JP.
All right, I appreciate your passion, dog. In an effort to stay on time, I'm going to break. Listen, man, the phone lines are lit up. We're taking your calls. We're just going to – you guys get to vent. It's a misery Monday. Let it out. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.